And we return. It is today's Topical Currents, Valentine's Day edition. I'm here with co-host Bonnie Berman. And welcome to our food and dining segment. Joining us is my longtime friend, colleague, chef, author, and syndicated columnist, Linda Gassenheimer. She's brought chocolates and lunch, and I didn't do anything. But Linda, will you be my Valentine?
Not without doing something.
Thank you. Linda, you're dressed in red. How perfect.
Hello. What happened to you?
She's wearing her heart on her sleeve.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day to you and all of our listeners. So what's this day without some special treats? And we've got some here. Danae Burstyn. He's the marketing director from Moët Chandon. And he's brought champagne. This is Fred's
right.
Happy day.
That's
welcome,
right.
Danae Burstyn.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Great to have you with us. And also joining us is megastar Martha Stewart. And she has some delicious Valentine ideas for us. She also has a new book out.
It's called, she'll be in town soon, too, right?
Yes. It's called Meatless. Welcome, Martha Stewart.
Hey, how are you?
Great to have you with us. And we'd
I'm dressed in red also.
Oh, you are?
<good. laughs>
Great.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that, Martha.
but it's not lingerie, right?
No, I am filming some segments for my baking show, and red looks really good on camera.
Well, I'll remember.
Unrelated.
Okay, if you'd like to join us, give us a call. That's 800-743-9576. And Fred Tasker's with us, and he's the wine columnist. And you can read Fred's wine column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, your happy day today.
Oh, we're going to talk about cognac, and then we're going to talk about champagne. I am a happy man.
You are happy. Martha, I'm sorry you're not with us. We've got the studio filled with champagne.
Wow, lucky you. What a nice way to celebrate Valentine's.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, am I right, Martha Stewart, in that thinking that Valentine's Day is one of your favorite holidays?
No.
I'm not right? Well, you told me that once a few years ago.
Oh, maybe then. I don't have a boyfriend right now, so it's not very romantic at the moment.
Well, I understand that you're coming to Miami soon, Martha.
I am.
You can hook up a little bit.
I'm looking forward to it so much. I love Miami, and I love what's going on down there. So I'm appearing at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival.
Right.
And that's going to be so much fun. And I'm also the mistress of ceremonies at the big tribute dinner for Nobu.
That'll be very exciting. I understand that you're going to be doing a cooking demonstration at the Grand Tasting Tent on Saturday.
Oh, yes, yes. I like to do that because the crowd that comes to this festival is so avidly interested in food. And they're such, and they're knowledgeable. They seem to really pay attention. They contribute to the conversation. They raise their hands and ask questions. And it's a really nice crowd.
That's great.
And they seem to come year after year because they make a big weekend of it. And so so we're looking forward to it. Lucinda Scala-Quinn, my food editorial director, and Sarah Carey, our everyday food editor, are coming with me, and we're going to cook from my new Meatless cookbook.
That's what I wanted to ask you about that, Martha. Meatless. It just doesn't seem like Martha.
Well,
why meatless?
Well, it's funny. People evolve. And I've been eating actually a little less and less meat in my diet for several years now. My daughter Alexis is a 100% vegetarian. Her children are being raised with very little meat. In fact, I haven't ever seen them eat meat. They eat some fish, but not meat. And I like a lighter diet now. It's just something that I really look forward to. So I eat a lot of grains, a lot of vegetables, a lot of...
I wanted to ask you, what about protein? I mean, a lot of people who have a vegetarian diet, you know, looking for protein, and they'll eat a lot of saturated fat.
Sorry about my phone. Somebody's not picking up.
But that happens on air to us.
Yep. Sorry.
So how do you know protein without a lot of saturated fat? What's your suggestion?
Well, I raise my own hens, so I have lots of delicious eggs. I do eat those. I can also get a lot of protein from various grains like quinoa, and which I love. I also cook lots of I don't eat a lot of cheese either. I'm finding that I wish I could, but I just don't. But I do eat Japanese food, and I do eat a lot of fish.
Oh, sushi. So you do eat fish? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, I eat fish.
Okay, so if we're going to have a wonderful Valentine's dinner tonight, and some people who might want the meat, can you give us a quick and easy, wonderful, delicious recipe?
With meat?
Sure, with whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I would probably make fish tonight. I would probably do a lightly poached or steamed halibut, which mm-hmm. I love because it's meaty and tasty. I would steam with that some. I saw some beautiful asparagus in the stores, and another thing that's really pretty right now are artichokes, and I would cook an artichoke for my first course. First course.
Would you put a sauce on the fish?
I would make maybe a simple beurre blanc.
Beurre blanc, Martha, is not simple. Tell us what it is. Well, tell me how you can make a simple one.
A beurre blanc is so easy to make. You just chop up a shallot, uh-huh. cook it in a little bit of white wine vinegar. You can use red wine too, but that is very nice in the white wine or champagne vinegar. And reduce it, strain the shallots out of the left, say a third of a cup down to about 2 tablespoons. And then just stir in cold butter until it thickens and the butter is melted. And that's your beurre blanc.
I suppose Moët Chandon would go well with that.
That would make a fabulous beurre blanc, first of all. You could use that as a wine, sort of instead of the vinegar. And that would be so good. And then you, of course, can drink it with your fish.
And how do you make a good artichoke? I go to a certain restaurant and they grill it, and it's so much better than just boiling it, and it's too bland that way. How do you suggest?
Well, I love steamed artichokes. So what I do, they're sort of steamed boiled. And so I trim the artichoke. I turn it upside down on a rack in a pot of boiling water. Water, I've put maybe the slices of a lemon, some parsley, if I have some other herbs, I'll put other herbs in there. And I salt and pepper, and I put the artichokes upside down, and I steam them for approximately 45 to 50 minutes, depending on the size of the artichoke. And you test the core with the point of a sharp knife, and if that will easily pierced, it's done. Then I take the hoary core out of the artichoke with a spoon. I open it up and scrape it out. And then I serve it with either a hollandaise or a really good mustardy vinaigrette.
Mm.
And there's nothing better. Oh, and another thing I made recently is I put cheese souffle in the center.
In the center of the artichoke?
Of steamed artichokes, and I baked them. And it's souffle puffed up.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. So after you've cooked the artichoke and you've
cool it,
and you've made this concoction,
your souffle,
yeah,
yep, and then bake them as you would a souffle in a dish, and it is unbelievably beautiful and so delicious. People came back for seconds of those.
I'll bet. But I bet making that souffle is not so easy. Martha, we have
it's
to get
easy.
To...
It's easy. Soufflés are very easy.
What's the tip to watch for in an easy souffle?
Well, here's a secret.
Okay, give it to us.
Once you make your souffle base and incorporate the egg whites, put it into your souffle dishes, which you have buttered, and if it's a cheese souffle, you have coated the buttered souffle dish with Parmesan cheese, for example. Or if it's a sugar souffle, you coat the sides of the souffle dish with turbinado sugar, and then you put it in the microwave for about 30 seconds.
Seconds.
It starts to cook the center of the souffle just perfectly, and then you put it in the oven, and it puffs up for the number of minutes it calls for, and you have the perfect souffle.
So you put it in the microwave before you put it in the oven?
Yes.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
I'm writing that down. That sounds like a great tip.
Everybody here is writing this down, Martha.
It's a secret.
Okay.
And it works. It really works. And that way, you know, I sometimes have, you know, 16 or 18 people for dinner, and I often serve souffles because if you know the secret, you can get them ready. You pre-cook them in the microwave, and then pop them in the oven, and they're ready for dessert.
Well, can you hold it between it goes to the microwave and into the oven, or does it have to go straight in? You can hold it for a while.
Hold it for a little while, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, you mentioned my favorite thing, Martha, and that's dessert.
Me too.
Okay. Well, then tell me, what kind of dessert should we have for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I would make a beautiful lemon tart or a pear tartatin, which is very easy.
You keep telling us it's very easy, and everybody's here kind of saying, uh-huh. Mm. What's easy about a tart tatin made with pears?
Well, you peel 4 pears or 5 pears,
quarter them.
You melt some sugar with a tiny bit of water and make a caramel. Place the pears in the caramel. Oh, and soften the caramel with like 4 tablespoons of butter after it reaches the right color. Then put the pears in there. Round side down, then cook them for about 20 minutes in the pan, in the caramel.
Mm.
And have your round of pastry. It can be puff pastry, pâte brisée, pâte sucrée, cut large enough to cover over the pears, and about an inch bigger than the diameter of your cast iron pan. I like cast iron for tatin. And then put that in, put it in the oven, bake it until the pastry is brown, and turn it out onto a plate upside down. You know, it's inverted.
Right.
And that's it. So I made a bunch of them yesterday because we're doing that as a baking bonus on my new baking show.
Well, tell us about this new baking show. What is that all about, Martha Stewart?
Well, on PBS, starting in April, as an appendage to my cooking school, we're doing baking school. And wonderful recipes. So we have 26 half hours already prepared, and really lovely, the basic recipes everybody should know, and I demo them, and we do about 3 variations. If it's, say, puff pastry, we give you the basic recipe for puff pastry, and then 3 or 4 things to make with that puff pastry. Or if it's pâte à choux, like cream puffs, we give you 3 or 4 recipes to make with the pâte à choux. And we go through pretty much the classics. So it's pâte sucrée, pâte brisée, it's biscuits and scones. That's a really nice one. Ending with a lovely blueberry cobbler with a biscuit top, drop biscuits.
Wow.
It goes on and on.
So this is going to be a new show coming out in the autumn, is it?
No, April.
Oh, in April, very soon.
Yeah.
And that's the only TV show you're working on at the moment?
We're working on a pilot for a really fun show, and that will be announced in the not-too-distant future.
Well, Martha Stewart, I appreciate your joining us. This sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
All these
it's a lot of fun, and it's very nice to talk to you, and I hope I see you in Miami.
Yes, so Martha, you'll be coming to Miami, and you're going to be at the Grand Tasting Tent on Saturday morning, and you're going to be emceeing the big dinner that night. So, and Martha, it's beautiful and warm and delicious here.
I cannot wait.
We
just had the most beautiful snow. Check my blog tomorrow, the Martha blog, because you'll see the most beautiful snow you've ever seen. It's all gone now because the sun came out, but it was a fairyland this morning up here, just a fairyland.
Well, it's a fairyland here. We're enjoying the sun.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, you're lucky, guys. Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Martha Stewart. Thank you
bye.
For joining us. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We've been talking with megastar Martha Stewart, and soon we're going to be talking with Moët Hennessy's and Moët Chandon's Danae Burstyn. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking with Martha Stewart. She's been giving us her secrets for cooking, some of her cooking tips, really great ideas. And her latest book is Meatless. Also with us is Danae Burstyn, the marketing director for Moët Chandon. He's brought champagne
in the studio.
Before we get to the champagne, we're going to get to dinner in minutes, because my dinner in minutes might go with the champagne.
Awesome.
What do you think? Okay. So dinner in minutes is grilled lobster tail with black bean and rice salad. And Florida lobsters in season right now, and it's great if you want to help cook some for special Valentine's Day or any time of the week. And so you can get that recipe for grilled lobster tail on my website. That's at dinnerinminutes.com. I butterfly the lobster, and then I grill it with some sherry and butter and garlic, and it's really juicy, really good. Also, if you want to look for another Valentine's recipe, it's in today's Miami Herald. And today's Miami Herald, we have some really juicy shrimp with love apple pasta. Love apple being, as we all know,
tomato.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
We don't all know.
Yeah, no, we don't. But Joe knew it's tomatoes. That's at dinnerinminutes.com. Go there, and you can also follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer.
I thought you were going to say love handle for a minute.
Well, that comes later.
I think we should go to the champagne. You guys have already been, I think you've been tipping into it already.
No, but we're about to, I guarantee you.
Fred, your happy day. Bubbly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Donnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Seems to me that Hennessy must be a wonderful place to work. You sell cognac, you sell Dom Perignon champagne from France, Domaine Chandon sparkling wine from California, and a bunch of others.
Yep.
Do you feel like you have the best job in America?
I do. I absolutely have the best job in the world. I work
in the world.
Not
world.
Just America.
I go along with that.
I work for some of the finest champagnes you can find in the market. We've been around for years. We're about to celebrate our 270th anniversary of Moët & Chandon this year.
Wow.
So as you can see, it's phenomenal.
Now, Hennessy Cognac is really good stuff, but what is cognac and how is it different from brandy?
Okay. Cognac is a brandy, but not all brandies are cognac. In order for it to be a brandy, all the grapes have to be grown, distilled, and bottled within the cognac region of France.
Which is a geographical region.
Which is a geographical region.
Okay,
it's kind
great.
Of like, Fred, there's something staring me right in the face here.
Oh, let's open
What's
this.
What's that? Oh, there's a bottle here that needs to be opened.
Oh there, okay. Yeah, right. All right.
That's it's a wonderful sound in the morning, right?
So what are we hearing here?
Well, we're hearing, what is that you're opening there?
So what we have here is the Moët Brut Imperial, which formerly, many, many years ago, was known as the Moët White Star. And what we've done is taken this product and we've made it the same around the world. So in the past, Moët White Star was for American consumer only. We had a very high sugar dosage because at the time Americans thought they liked a sweeter brand. Mm-hmm. This is the mark that you would find everywhere else in the world, which is the Moët Brut Imperial. So for the first time, we've standardized our base model line for everywhere in the world. So if you go to France, you'll taste this product. If you go to Spain, you'll taste this product. If you go to Russia, you'll taste this product. So this is the new Moët Brut Imperial. The sugar dosage has been significantly reduced down to about 6 grams, which is the standard for Moët around the world.
And why was it that Americans liked it sweeter?
Well, it's just the American palate. It's just the American palate. We tend to like things sweeter. We say we don't, but we actually
we
do.
Spent a few centuries drinking Kool-Aid, and it took us a while to adjust, I think.
And Coca-Cola.
Well, now, Hennessy Cognac is doing something that I think is very difficult, and that is you have a base price cognac, the VS, which is $20 a bottle, and the top of the line, Hennessy Richard, goes for over $3,000 a bottle.
Yikes.
Now, how are you able to stretch one brand over such a huge range of prices?
Well, it really goes to what's in each bottle. If you look at the base brand, the Hennessy VS, which is very special, it really has a blend of about maybe 20 to 30 eau de vie, aged for very short amount of time, roughly about 7 years. When you get to the Hennessy Richard, that's a blend of 100 different eau de vie, going as far back as like 1865. So even the eau de vie are over 100 years old. And they're all Grand Cru grapes. So that's what you're paying for. You're paying for well-aged wines.
And this is made from grapes, right?
Made from grapes. Excuse me, Uni Blanc Snapfresh grapes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're holding this in our hands.
Oh, yes, we are. Let's have a
little toast.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Can we gargle it on the air? Yeah,
whatever.
So what you have there is the Moët Imperial, which I spoke of before, which is an assemblage of Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay grapes. So about 20-30% of Chardonnay, 30-40% Pinot Meunier and Pinot Noir, and then a little bit of a reserve wine added back in.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice drink.
So is this available in the stores now?
Yeah, this is available in the stores now. It's been on release for about maybe 8 months now. So Total Wines, your Whole Foods, your Publix.
So even at Publix, but what is the price?
Well, price varies depending on the retailer, but
approximately
$36.99 to $40.
Which is not bad.
Yeah.
Not
for this quality.
There are a whole lot of them that are well over 40.
Yeah.
In the same category, yeah. Now, one last question about cognac. Hennessy Richard, the top of the line, is sold in some of the most elegant, expensive lounges, but the VS Cognac is also teaming up with a hip-hop artist named Nas.
Yeah.
So you're aiming for sales in the inner city and that sort of thing?
Well, we've had a strong association with the African-American consumer for many, many years, dating as far back as the 1950s and 60s. So this is just a testament to our commitment to the community, and we've identified a brand ambassador that resonates with the consumer. So we've identified him, who's an icon in hip-hop. So two icons meeting up together to really show the world what Hennessy VS is all about.
Sounds great. Now, champagne and sparkling wine makers always say that bubbly goes with almost anything, from raw oysters to grilled veal chops. Some people even say a big red steak. And I see that Dom's website, maybe for Valentine's Day, is offering a $200 Valentine's package. That's a bottle of Dom and a box of Godiva chocolate truffles. So
yeah.
you're drinking champagne with chocolate.
You can drink champagne with everything. One thing we're really urging Americans to do is not only save champagne for celebration, it's a wine. Drink it as a wine. If you want to have it with fried chicken, you can. If you want to have it with pizza, you can. No one has ever said that you can only drink champagne with certain types of food. We have a lot of sommeliers in America who, you know, I have studied in France, and they put these stigmas on our brand. You can drink champagne however, whenever, and whenever you want.
So it's a new Thursday night drink.
Absolutely.
Now, you're going to, Moët Chandon is going to be part of the Food and Wine Festival.
Yes, we are.
So what is it? What are you be doing?
We're now doing what is now called the Moët Hennessy's The Q, formerly the Bubble Q. So not only will you be able to sample Moët and Chandon champagne at this event, you'll also be able to experience Belvedere vodka cocktails, Tennessee cognac cocktails, Ten Cane rum. So we've opened it up to our entire portfolio for this event.
Mm. Well, and I understand there's still tickets available for the queue.
They are. Snap them up.
Yeah, snap them up. Well, we've had a very tasty, delicious week here. Thank you to Martha Stewart for joining us, and Donny Burstein. Thank you for joining us and for this Moët Chandon.
Thank you for having me.
Champagne we're drinking right now. Fred Tasker.
I think I want to hang with him at the festival.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, barbecue and champagne. How can you lose?
On the beach.
On the beach.
On the beach.
Mm. All right. Fred, your happy day.
My happy day. I'm a happy man.
It sure is. Bonnie Berman and Joe Cooper, you ate well today, and I brought you chocolates as well.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You've had a big day. Next week will be our one-hour show featuring stars from the South Beach Food and Wine Festival. We'll have Trisha Yearwood. We'll have Anne Burrell. And we'll have many others. Big day. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.